for each piece of staging plus the scaffolding, £60 per ticket would not even cover the original stage that people were standing on. One of the technicians that was working on the actual shows left a comment under the thread, and it said that he guesstimated that somewhere in around the region of $250,000 worth of scaffolding and staging was used. That's between the stage and the 500 individual stages. And a friend of mine broke down the labour at a very reasonable rate of £10 an hour for crew to do it, and it still worked out just for the 500 stages at somewhere in the region of £60,000. So that's £60,000 to put it up, that's £60,000 to put it down. Like, I could imagine places like Longitude or Glastonbury trying to accomplish this over a weekend. It's an unrealistic figure. The first thing that the events industry needs is we need a strong baseline. We need somebody who understands our industry. And that, Greg, has certainly come to light over the last 4 months, that the government don't exactly know what we do and how we do it. And the problem with that is there is nobody on the ground from government who understands the entertainment industry from a technical perspective, from an operations perspective.